Thank you, Lord. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Simply saying, don't stop. Don't quit. Don't stop, don't quit. Don't stop, don't quit. You fall, you stumble, get back up. Stay in the race. Stay in the race. Stay in the race. Help is on the way. Stay in the race. Help is on the way. Some of you might be familiar with, remember the story of Derek Redmond, who was an athlete, an Olympian, who years ago was running. He was the favored runner to win the race, had been training, had been preparing. Deborah, do we have that? Would you see if we have that video? The expectation is that Derek was going to win. On your mark, get set. And when they came out the blocks, it looked like Derek was sure to overtake everyone. But right in the midst of his running, something in his leg, and it was evident there that he was hurt. So he dropped to his knee. He began to weep. Then he got back up. I'm going to pause for just a second, because if we have the video, a video of it, I want you to see it so that you understand what I believe the Father is saying to us in this moment. And let me know if you find it, because if you have it, David, I'm going to want you to turn these lights out just for a minute so we can see it as best possible, and then you can turn them back on. Do we have it, Deborah? You can't find it? I need you to just talk louder. The version that we, yes. Because I can tell you, but it's something if you can see it. So we're going to continue just to stew with the presence of the Lord. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all.
From you are all things, and to you are all things.
Yes, yes.
You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Sing that again.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
I want to read these verses to you. The time that I shared this video was when I did the teaching on grace to finish strong. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it's a familiar passage of Scripture, seeing we can pass about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us and sin which would so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. In the Message Bible, this way, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down and start running and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, six sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it. Because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And he's there in the place of honor right alongside God. When you're flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, the long litany of hostility he plowed through that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. See, our reality is this. No matter what you and I go through, no matter what challenges we face, no matter what we have to endure, it doesn't compare. Jesus suffered through for your sake and mine. It just simply doesn't compare. Are we getting close, or do I need to continue the story? Huh? I might need to continue. Can you find it on YouTube and just play it? Talk 3 minutes. She said, talk 3 minutes. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. Come on.
For from you are all things. You are all things.
Yes.
You deserve the glory.
Come on, you're worthy. Come on.
You're worthy of it all.
He's worthy.
Worthy of it all.
He's worthy.
For from you are things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Come on, keep singing it. Come on.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy of it all. For from you are things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Sing it one more time.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Okay, that was like 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
You deserve the glory.
So, where was I at in the story? Okay, I'm just trying to make sure y'all with me, okay? And he gets up and he keeps running. But he can't. And he's doing like this down the track. Thank you. And then all of a sudden, this man runs out on the track. The officials try to stop him, and he pushes them away. And he runs out on the track. It's Derek's dad, Derek's father, who comes out of the stand. And he comes and he wraps his arm around his son. And Derek says, I got to finish. And his dad says, we're going to finish together.
Hallelujah.
And he puts his arm together. They start going down the track. Someone else tries to come out and waves him off. And you see father and son finishing the race. When they got close enough to the finish line, the father let him go so he could cross the finish line for himself.
Good. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
all the stadium stood and gave him a standing ovation. That's what happens when you and I cross the finish line. That's what the Father did for you and I when he saw his most precious creation fall. He came out of heaven. He came out of eternity onto the track of life. Picked us up. And said, we're going to finish together. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Father. The Word of God says that he is forever making intercession for you and for me. You know what that means? It means you can't lose. It means you can't lose. The one who died for us and rose again paid the price that none of us could pay is now sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession. Can't lose. If Jesus could say to Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. That when, not if, but when you are converted, when you get yourself together, when you turn around, strengthen your brethren. I've prayed for you. Can't lose. And just like Derek Redmond, you may finish with a limp, but you're going to get across the finish line. You can turn the lights back up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Chris, I think I saw you out there cutting the grass. I was thinking to myself when I got in my car and I thought I saw you. I said, I think he just got out the hospital. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Amen. Thank you. I need you to hear me, Chris. I'm not thanking you for cutting the grass, although I appreciate that. man that says, God, I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I said, is that Chris out there? And I saw another gentleman as well. Your brother. There's something about that. That faithfulness that God honors. Again, I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. Hi, Krishna. I continue to speak God's favor and grace over your life. He's got you. Has always had you. There's so much more that I'd like to share with you, but it'll have to be another time. But I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep going. We got to keep going, y'all. We got to keep going. We got to keep going. Just like Derek Redmond. Just like Jesus. You do understand that there was a moment, and I feel like it's prudent to say this in this moment where we're talking about you keep going. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but you have need of patience, endurance, that after you've done the will of the Father, you might receive promise. You do understand that there was at least a fleeting moment that Jesus wanted to give up. Do you really take time to just think about that moment? Because when the scriptures say that he was tempted in every way, all and always, like we are, sometimes we think long enough to really recognize, no, it really meant everything. But aren't you glad that Jesus didn't stop?
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, if there's any way, if there's any way that this cup could be removed, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. When you can get to the place in your walk with God that you can say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will, you've grown up. You've matured. Not only was it in that moment, but there was a few other moments that he could have worked his way right on out of going to that cross. You remember Peter cut off the ear of one of the guards? That could have been a way out. Jesus picked the man's ear, blew on it, cleaned it off, put it back on him. Now, I don't know about you, if I'd have been that guy that got my ear cut off and he put it back on, I'd have dropped my stuff and went over and stood with the disciples. Like, okay, something about this. I'd have took off my gear. And but that's how determined Jesus was to get to that cross. He said, no, we're not doing this. He says, don't you know I can call 12 legions of angels and just shut this whole thing down? Aren't you glad he didn't? Thank you, Lord. Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Hallelujah.